It must have been sometime in the middle of the night. I awoke with a jolt and sat up. Rover, I hate to disturb you, but I just thought of something. In the darkness, I heard his voice.
Thought, bought, Murgle, Womp, Watermelon.
Are you awake?
Rumple, Ragamuffin.
Slim set a live trap in the feed shed, remember?
Remember, December, hop along, horse feathers.
Drover, one of us needs to check the trap. I was wondering if you might like to volunteer. I lifted my ears, waiting for his answer. I heard grunts and squeaks. Drover, this could be a very smart career move. It would look good on your resume. Think of it. Trap checking on a dark, lonely night. What do you say?
Murgle, Skiver, Pork Top, Buzz, Blop, Buggy Bumpers.
I heaved a sigh, jacked myself up to a standing position, and gazed down at his twitching carcass. Look, I'm not going to argue about this all night. Do you want the job or not?
Honk, wheeze, swiffle.
Fine, I'll do it myself. Just tell me how the trap works. I don't want to walk into this thing blind.
Suds.
On second thought, just skip it. I whirled around and marched out of the office. As I began my trek to the feed shed, I found myself thinking about this latest conversation with my assistant. It's been said that the sleeping mind sometimes reveals deep thoughts that disguise themselves as nonsense. Was it possible that Drover's slumbering mind had tried to communicate some hidden message? I probed my memory and pulled up a transcript of his muttering. 1. Rumple, Ragamuffin. 2. Hopalong, Horse Feathers. 3. Buzz, Blop, Buggy Bumpers. 4. Honk, Wheeze, Whiffle. 5. Weasel, Wickerbill, Soapsuds. Was there some thread that ran through these beads of nonsense and gave him a shape that wasn't obvious at first glance? The more I thought about it, the more convinced I became that, yes, something profound was going on here. For example, did you notice that he tended to repeat certain sounds? Rumple, Ragamuffin, Buzz, Blop, Buggy Bumpers, and so forth. That had to mean something, didn't it? And look at the wide variety of subjects he'd covered in the space of just a few seconds. Watermelons, ragamuffins, horse feathers, whiffles, wickerbills, buggy bumpers, and soap suds. That was really amazing. I mean, when he was awake, Drover never talked about those subjects. So the clues were beginning to suggest that he had a secret life that he'd never shared with the rest of us. I tried to imagine the fantasy world that Drover had invented for himself. It was a place where horses had feathers. Ragamuffins wore rumpled suits. Buggies had bumpers. And wickerbills ate soap suds. Now, if I could just come up with the magic thread that linked them all together. By the time I reached the feed shed, I had finally worked it out. Drover was a lunatic, and what he muttered in his sleep was even nuttier than what he said when he was awake. I would waste no more time trying to make sense of his nonsense. Sorry to bother you with that mess, but I keep hoping that one of these days we'll find signs of intelligent life inside Drover's head. At this point, it doesn't look good. But never mind. I had set out on an important mission, and nothing Drover had muttered in his sleep could keep me from it.